Hilchos Geneva, the laws of theft, chapter 6. This chapter contains 9 halachas. The first half of this chapter deals with articles that are assumed to be stolen, and therefore it is forbidden to purchase them. The second half of the chapter deals with cases in which we assume that certain articles or things that belong to an owner, the owner does not care about them, and some other person is permitted to take them under the assumption that the owner does not desire to keep them. Halacha Aleph, kol davar shecheskosei shehu ganav, any article on which we can assume that it is a stolen article, osur likachosei, it is forbidden to purchase it. V'chein im roiv osei hadavar shehu ganav, and so also, if it is a type of article in which the majority of such articles are stolen, ein loikhim oisai, it is forbidden to purchase it. Lafikach, for this reason, ein loikhim min haroyim tzemer oicholov oigdoyim, it is forbidden to purchase from a shepherd wool or milk or lambs, because we can assume that he stole them from the herds that were in his care. It is permitted to purchase from them milk or cheese in the wilderness, but not in an inhabited place. When the shepherd takes the sheep out into the wilderness, the owner of the sheep is not in the habit of coming each day out into the wilderness to take the milk or cheese from him. And we know that he's not going to take it later when the shepherd comes back, because by that time the milk and cheese will be spoiled. And therefore we assume that the owner allows the shepherd to keep the milk and the cheese. However, in an inhabited place, the assumption is that the owner intends to come and take the milk and cheese every day. And therefore the shepherd, if he tries to sell it, is selling stolen merchandise. It is also permitted to purchase from shepherds 4 sheep or 4 shearings of wool, that is the wool that was shorn from 4 sheep, may eider cotton, from if he has in his possession a small herd, or chomesh may eider gadol, or 5 if he has a large herd. She'ein chos kosei shehu ganav bedavar zeh, because in such a case we do not automatically assume it to be stolen. Since this is 4 or 5 whole animals that will be missing, the owner will immediately know that they are missing. And therefore, the shepherd would not steal such a thing. A shepherd would steal 1 or 2 because the owner might not miss it. But 4 or 5, he certainly will not steal because the owner will miss it. And therefore, we can assume that the shepherd must be selling his own. Haloche beis, kloli shel davar, what is the general rule covering these cases? Kol sha'araya meichroi, anything that the shepherd attempts to sell, im hoya balabayis margishboy, if it is a sufficient amount that the owner would definitely realize that something's missing, muta lelokhoi min haroi, it's permitted to purchase this from the shepherd, because the shepherd would not steal such a thing. V'im ein balabayis margishboy, if however it is an insufficient quantity for us to assume that the owner would automatically know that something's missing, also lelokhoi, then it's forbidden to purchase it because we assume that he has stolen it. Halacha gimel, ein loikhim mishomrei peiros, etzimei peiros. We do not purchase from watchmen who are hired to watch fruit. We may not purchase from them wood or fruit. Ela bizman sheheim yoishvim umoichrim, unless we see them sitting there in a public place and selling it, v'hasalim v'hapeles lifneihem, and they have baskets full of fruit, and they have a set of scales sitting there in front of them, like all merchants, shaharei hadava golui v'yesh lekoil, because this is a thing that they're doing publicly, and everybody knows about it, v'ein ze gneiva, so we do not suspect this to be theft. Ordinarily, if the watchman of the orchard is selling fruit, we are afraid that he has stolen the fruit. But when he does so in such a public way, like all other fruit sellers, then we assume that if he had stolen it, he would be afraid to do such a thing. And so we assume that it's not stolen. It's also permitted to buy vegetables that are sold at the entrance to the garden, because here we assume that it's done by the with the consent of the owner. But not if we find being sold behind the garden, because then we assume that it was stolen and the thief is selling it. The kulam sha'amru hamtein also hatmein also lekachas mehem. In any case where somebody sells something and he tells the purchaser, hide it in your garments, put it away and don't carry it openly when you take it away from here, now it's forbidden to purchase from him, because why did he tell the purchaser to hide it? Obviously it must be stolen. Umuta lokachas min ha'aris, shahari yesh lechelik b'peiris of ha'etzim. In the case of a sharecropper, one who works the fields and he divides a share of the crops between himself and the owner, it's permitted to purchase it from him, since he himself does own part of the fruits and the wood that's produced here. Therefore, he is authorized to sell what he owns. Halacha dalet ein loichem min hanoshim umin avodim umin aktanim. It is forbidden to purchase from women, or from slaves, or from young children under bar mitzvah, because such people ordinarily do not own property and do not have anything to sell. If they're selling, we suspect it's stolen. The only time we can purchase something from them is if it's something that we can assume that it belongs to them, because their husband or their master or their owner agrees to them having this and selling it. Kegoin, for example, Noshrim Shamachru Klei Pishton Begalil, women who were selling linen garments in Galil, it was the custom that women would weave and sew linen garments and sell them, and their husbands consented to the women selling it on their own. Oya Golim Basharin, or if they were selling calves in Sharon. Sharon is the coastal strip along the Mediterranean coast of Eretz Yisrael. And there it was the custom that people raised calves and they sold them there. And women sold it with the consent of their husbands. Therefore, in Sharon it's permitted to buy calves from them. V'kulam sha'amru hatmein. But in all cases, if these people said, hide it, also likach mehem, it's forbidden to purchase from them, b'pnei she'em b'cheskas geneva, because when the seller tells the purchaser to hide the article, we assume it's stolen. V'loichim beyim v'tarnegoylim b'chol mokim mikol odom. It's permitted to purchase eggs or chickens in any place from any person, because in all places, if people raise chickens and eggs, and it's customary that women or children may have such things to sell. The Omar Hatmein, however, even here, if the seller says, hide it, also it's forbidden to buy it from him. Halochehei, loichem min habadodim, it's permitted to buy from the owners of the olive press, zesim b'mida v'shemen b'mida, large quantities of olives or oil. We are not afraid that the owners of the press have stolen it from the olives that were left to them by the owners of the orchards for pressing. We assume that they're selling what belongs to them, because since it's large quantities, this cannot be done secretly. It's being done as a public act, and therefore it comes under the halacha that we learned in Halacha Gimel, that when it's done publicly, we do not assume it's to be stolen. However, we may not purchase from the owners of the press small amounts of olives or small amounts of oil, because the assumption is that that is stolen, that they took it from the amounts that were left there by the owners of the olive orchards to be pressed. And so also any case similar to this. Halacha Vav, Moichin Shahakovis Moitzi. One of the steps in processing raw wool is the bleaching or washing of the wool. And when one does it, there are very fine hairs. There's a fine lint and fine hairs that are removed from it during the washing process. So when the washer removes these fine hairs and lint from the wool does not belong to him. It belongs to the owner of the sheep who gave it to him to do the work for him. When he removes this fine lint, it belongs to him, because since it's such a small thing, we assume that the owner does not care about it, and therefore he's permitted to take it. However, the comer, one of the subsequent processes is that the wool is then run through a series of combs to make it fine. The hairs that are now removed by the combing process are larger and more substantial, and we assume that the owner does mind and does care about it, and therefore it remains the property of the original owner. The washer is permitted to take up to 3 strands of fiber, and they belong to him. If, however, the washing removed more than that, shall bal habayis, then he has to give it to the back to the owner. Im hoya shocher al gabe loven, noitles hakoil behem shaloi. If, however, the strands that were removed were black strands among white wool, the assumption is then that the owner does not want it. Noitles hakoil, he can take all of them behem shaloi, and they belong to him. Aloha zayin, hachayit. Shashir min hachut kedei meshichas machat. A tailor who is sewing a garment for his customer, and the customer gave him the thread with which to sew, and when he finished sewing, he had a piece of thread left, and the piece of thread was kedei meshichas machat. It was enough to thread into a needle and have enough hanging out from the needle so that he could sew some stitches with it yet. V'shia min habeged, matlis shehi sholish etzboyis al sholish etzboyis, or if he left over from the cloth that he sewed into the garment, a patch, a piece of cloth that is the size of 3 fingers' breadth by 3 fingers' breadth, in either of these cases, this is considered something substantial, chayiv lahachziro lebaalim, and he has to return the piece of thread or the piece of cloth to the owner. Pachas mikan, but if it was smaller, the thread or the cloth was smaller than these amounts, shaloi, he's permitted to keep it, because we assume that the original owner is not particular about that. Halochaches nisoiris shehachorish moitzi b'matzid shaloi. Shachorish moisi b'malzod is shaloi. Sawdust, which a carpenter removes from the wood while he is planing the wood, while he's smoothing the wood with a plane, this belongs to him, because this is fine shavings of wood, and we assume that the owner of the wood is not particular about it. Bikshil shalbal abayis. If, however, he was planing it, not with a plane, but with an axe, he was chipping off pieces with an axe to smooth the wood. This takes off coarse pieces of wood, and we assume that the owner does not intend to leave it behind, that the owner wants it, and therefore he has to return it to the owner. If, however, he was working not in his own shop, but he was working on the premises of the owner of the wood, afhanesuris shel bal habayis, then even the shavings of the plane have to be left for the owner. V'chol advarim ho'elu v'chayetzi behem ho'ilchem behem acha minam kamedina. And in all of these cases and similar cases, even though the Rambam has stated rules here, these rules apply only where there's no local custom. But where there is a local custom prevalent, everything follows the custom of that locality as to what we assume the owner reserves for himself and what we assume the owner doesn't care about, and the worker, the artisan, is permitted to take it. Halachat tes, Kol umin shemocha dover min advarim she'enei shaloi ki hilchas ha-medina, any workman, any skilled artisan that sold any of the things which do not belong to him according to the customs of that country, kigoin muchin shemochram ha-soyrek, b'mokim shenagu she'yu shal bala bayis. For example, if the wool comber sold lint that fell out of the wool in a place where the custom is that this should be returned to the owner, also likach mimenu, it's forbidden to purchase this from him, mipnei sheheim becheskas geneva, because the assumption is that he stole it. Aval loikchem mimenu kar mali muchin, it is however permitted to purchase from him a kushin which was stuffed entirely with such lint, because even if the lint was stolen, nevertheless, when he stuffed it into the pillow, he has made it into a new thing, and therefore he has acquired possession of it, and it is he who must repay the owner, but the purchaser is permitted to take the lint from him. And even though the lint has not really been changed into a new thing, since it's possible to remove it from the pillow, nevertheless, we're not particular here, since we do not know for sure that it has been stolen. We only suspect that it has been stolen. V'imacha ha'umen dvarim shehem shaloi ki hilchas midina. If the artisan is selling things which, according to the customs of this country, they belong to the artisan, loikchim mimenu, then we are permitted to buy it from him. However, as is the case in every case, the law is im omar hatmein, if the seller says, hide it, also it's forbidden to buy it from him, because we assume that he wants it hidden since it's stolen.